You know why this is possible? Only in enlightened societies? Because no one in enlightened societies is willing to get anything or have anything at someone else's expense.
That is a radical way to live.
It seems radical in primitive societies, yes. In enlightened societies, it seems obviously appropriate.
I'm intrigued by this concept of visibility. Could it extend beyond monetary affairs? Might it be a watchword for our personal relationships as well?
One would hope so.
And yet it isn't.
As a rule, no, not yet on your planet. Most people still have too much to hide.
Why? What's that about?
In personal relationships, and in all relationships, really, it's about loss. It's about being afraid of what one might lose or fail to gain. Yet the best personal relationships, and certainly the best romantic ones, are relationships in which everyone knows everything, in which visibility is not only the watchword, but the only word, in which there simply are no secrets. In these relationships, nothing is withheld, nothing is shaded or colored or hidden or disguised. Nothing is left out or unspoken. There is no guesswork. There is no game playing. No one is doing a dance, running a number, or shining you on.
Yeah, but if everyone knew everything we were thinking...
Hold it. This isn't about having no mental privacy, no safe space in which to move through your personal process. That's not what I'm talking about here. This is about simply being open and honest in your dealings with another. This is about simply telling the truth when you speak and about withholding no truth when you know it should be spoken. This is about never again lying or shading or verbally or mentally manipulating or twisting your truth into the 101 other contortions which typify the largest number of human communications. This is about coming clean. Telling it like it is, giving it to them straight. This is about ensuring that all individuals have all the data and know everything they need to know on a subject. This is about fairness and openness and, well, visibility. Yet this does not mean that every single thought, every private fear, every darkest memory, every fleeting judgment, opinion, or reaction must be placed on the table for discussion and examination. That is not visibility. That is insanity. It will make you crazy. We are talking here about simple, direct, straightforward, open, honest, complete communication. Yet even at that, it is a striking concept and a little used one.
You can say that again.
Yet even at that, it is a striking concept.
A little used one. Yeah. You should have been in vaudeville.
Are you kidding? I am.
Well, seriously, this is a magnificent idea. I mean, imagine an entire society built around the principle of visibility. Are you sure it would work?
I'll tell you something. Half the world's ills would go away tomorrow. Half the world's worries, half the world's conflicts, half the world's anger, half the world's frustration. Oh, there would be anger and frustration at first, make no mistake about that, when it was finally discovered just how much the average person is being played like a fiddle, used like a disposable commodity, manipulated, lied to, and downright cheated. There would be plenty of frustration and anger. But visibility would clean most of that up within 60 days, make it go away. Let me invite you again. Just think about it. Do you think you could live a life like this? No more secrets, absolute visibility? If not, why not? What are you keeping from others that you don't want them to know? What are you saying to someone that isn't true? What are you not saying to someone that is? Has lying by omission or commission brought your world where you really want it to be? Has manipulation of the marketplace, of a particular situation, or simply of a person through silence and secrecy really benefited us? Is privacy really what makes our governmental, corporate, and individual lives work? What would happen if everybody could see everything? Now, there is an irony here. Don't you see that this is the one thing you fear about your first meeting with God? Don't you get that what you've been afraid of is that the gig is up, the game is over, the tap dance is finished, the shadow boxing is done, and the long, long trail of deceits, big and small, has come to, quite literally, a dead end? Yet the good news is that there is no reason for fear, no cause to be scared. No one is going to judge you, no one is going to make you wrong, no one is going to throw you into the everlasting fires of hell. And to you Roman Catholics, no, you won't even go to purgatory. And to you Mormons, no, you won't be trapped forever in the lowest heaven, unable to get to the highest heaven, nor will you be labeled sons of perdition and banished forever to realms unknown. And to you, well, you get the picture. Each of you has constructed within the framework of your own particular theology some idea, some concept of God's worst punishment. I hate to tell you this, because I see the fun you're having with the drama of it all, but, well, just ain't no such thing. Perhaps when you lose the fear of having your life become totally visible at the moment of your death, you can get over the fear of having your life become totally visible while you are living it.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? So here's the formula to help you get started. Go back to the first volume of this audio program and review again the 5 levels of truth-telling. Determine to memorize this model and implement it. Seek the truth, say the truth, live the truth every day. Do this with yourself and with every person whose life you touch. Then get ready to be naked. Stand by for visibility.
Ooh. This feels scary. This feels real scary.
Look to see what you're afraid of.
I'm afraid everyone will leave the room. I'm afraid no one will like me anymore.
I see. You feel you have to lie to get people to like you?
Not lie, exactly. Just not tell them everything.
Remember what I said before. This is not about blurting out every little feeling, thought, idea, fear, memory, confession, or whatever. This is simply about always speaking the truth, showing yourself completely. With your dearest loved one, you can be physically naked, can you not?
Yes.
Then why not be emotionally naked as well?
Well, the second is much harder than the first.
I understand that. That doesn't fail to recommend it, however, for the rewards are great.
Well, you've certainly brought up some interesting ideas. Abolish hidden agendas, build a society on visibility, tell the truth all the time to everyone about everything. Whew.
On these few concepts, entire societies have been constructed. Enlightened societies.
I haven't found any.
I wasn't speaking of your planet.
Oh.
Or even your solar system.
Oh.
But you don't have to leave the planet or even leave your house to begin experiencing what such a new thought system would be like. Start in your own family, in your own home. If you own a business, start in your own company. Tell everyone in your firm exactly what you make, what the company is making and spending, and what each and every employee makes. You'll shock the hell out of them. I mean that quite literally. You will shock the hell right out of them. If everyone who owned a company did this, work would no longer be a living hell for so many because a greater sense of equity, fair play, and appropriate compensation would automatically come to the workplace. Tell your customers exactly what a product or service costs you to provide. Put those 2 numbers on your price tag, your cost and your price. Can you still be proud of what you're asking? Do you encounter any fear that someone will think you are ripping them off should they know your cost-price ratio? If so, look to see what kind of adjustment you want to make in your pricing to bring it back down into the realm of basic fairness rather than get what you can while the getting's good. I dare you to do this. I dare you. It will require complete change in your thinking. You'll have to be just as concerned with your customers or clients as you are with yourself. Yes, you can begin to build this new society right now, right here, today. The choice is yours. You can continue to support the old system, the present paradigm, or you can blaze the trail and show your world a new way. You can be that new way in everything, not just in business, not just in your personal relationships, not just in politics or economics or religion or this aspect or that of the overall life experience, but in everything. Be the new way. Be the higher way. Be the grandest way. Then you can truly say, I am the way and the life. Follow me. If the whole world followed you, would you be pleased with where you took it? Let that be your question for the day.